brought to you by Penguin.
A Christmas Gift, written by Katie Flynn, read by Anne Dover. Prologue, June 1939. Lizzie Atherton sat on the small wooden seat in the Broom Terrace register office, looking at the wilting bouquet of chrysanthemums and Michaelmas daisies in her hands. She supposed that her mother's new husband, Albert, must have either picked the flowers from someone else's garden or gathered them from the floor of one of the flower stalls in Paddy's Market. As the registrar droned on, Lizzie glanced at her mother, who was wearing the two-piece suit that Lizzie's father had bought for her as a surprise birthday present when Lizzie had still been in primary school. Absent-mindedly picking the leaves off the stem of one of the daisies, Lizzie turned her thoughts back to the day when her mother had first seen the suit in Blackler's window. She'd been taking Lizzie to buy some fish from the market on Great Charlotte Street when she'd come to an abrupt stop outside the window, pointed to the suit, and asked Lizzie for her thoughts. Lizzie popped the lolly she'd been sucking out of her mouth and tilted her head to one side.
"Oh, it's very pretty, ma'am, but we can't afford stuff from here," had been her brief but honest reply. "I know we can't, but it's nice to dream. And you never know your luck. One of these days your dad might win the pools."
Lizzie hesitated, the lollipop hovering in front of her lips.
"If he did, do you reckon he could afford a pony too?"
Mary had shaken her head with a chuckle.
"Pony indeed! Where on earth would you keep it?"
"In the backyard, like Cathy Wainwright's dad. He's one of them carters what you see down the docks,"
Lizzie said in a matter-of-fact fashion. Mary squeezed Lizzie's hand.
"It's a bit different for Cathy Wainwright's dad. That's how he makes his living. It wouldn't be fair to keep a pony in our tiny yard, and I dread to think what the landlord would say."
Now, sitting in the register office, Lizzie smiled as she remembered the day her father had presented her mother with the large brown paper package at the breakfast table.
"Happy birthday, Mary, love. I hope you like it."
He'd been interrupted by a squeal of delight.
"Eric! It can't be! You must take it back. We can't afford..."
Mary had stammered as she held the suit up against herself.
"We've won the pools!" Lizzie had shrieked.
Ruffling the top of her head with one hand, her father had chuckled.
"Not quite half pint. Sylvie made it for me. I showed her the one in Blackler's, and..."
He gestured towards the suit with both hands.
"Ta-da!"
Mary clutched the jacket to her chest.
"Eric Atherton, you spoil me rotten."
"Not worth doing all them hours if I can't spoil my girls every now and then, now is it?"
Placing his arm round her shoulders, he kissed his wife.
"Happy birthday, love."
Lizzie jutted out her bottom lip.
"Oh, I thought we'd won the pools," she said miserably. "I thought I was going to get a pony."
Eyeing her with sympathy, her father had chuckled softly.
"Sorry to disappoint you, Lizzie, love. And who knows, maybe one day I really will win the pools."
"And I can have a pony," said Lizzie hopefully.
Taking a seat by the table, Eric fished out his tobacco tin.
"We'll see. It'd have to be a blooming big win to afford the likes of a pony. But maybe summat like that rocking horse, the one in Blackler's window, because that don't want feeding or a special place to live."
Licking the length of a cigarette paper, he glanced at Lizzie in feigned contemplation.
Let me see. What was his name again?"
"Blackie,"
Lizzie squealed in delight.
"That's his name, and you're right. He's better'n a real horse, 'cause he can't chuck you off."
Now Lizzie dusted the fallen petals from her knees as she considered the unfairness of it all. Her little family might not have had much money, but Lizzie, Mary and Eric Atherton had been very happy with their lot. Even though they couldn't afford to go on holidays, Eric had always ensured they had enough money put by for a day trip to Seaford.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?